我们这时候就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是：你会持守到底吗？
Good morning, greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
In life, we hold fast to many things.
在生活之中，我们都持守着许许多多的事情。
To hold fast means hold on to something and never let go.
那要持守就是把某样事情握住不放松。
We hold fast to our jobs when we were working.
当我们工作的时候，我们持守我们的这职分。
Because from the jobs, we have our salaries, and our salaries will afford us the kind of lifestyle that we like.
因为那一份工作，我们从中就得到薪金，那薪金就能够让我们来就是维持我们的生活方式。
We pay our mortgages with our salaries.
那我们把就是来还我们房子的这些租约，那接着我们的薪金。
And so we hold fast to our jobs and we do not want to let it go.
那因此我们持守我们的职分，我们不让这就是流失掉。
But no matter how you may hold fast, sometimes it's not up to you.
那无论你是怎么样持守，有的时候并不是在于你自己。
Your boss may fire you.
你的雇主你的老板可能把你解雇。
The economy of the world may turn downward and your company may become bankrupt.
那这世界经济可能就是往下拨。就是你的公司可能是会因着这样需要来解雇。
We hold fast to relationships.
那我们也坚持我们的一些关系。
We hold fast to our loved ones, dearest to our hearts.
那我们就是坚持就是我们的这所心爱的家人，把他们放在我们内心中。
But we know.That those relationships will also not last.
我们也知道说这些关系也不会是永久性的。
There may be circumstances that may split us apart.
有一些事情的发生可能会使到我们就是因此分开。
We have seen that happen time and time again.
我们都看到这样的事情，那一再一而再再而三的发生。
Parents may love children, but the children may not love parents.
那父母爱孩子，孩子们不一定会爱父母。
Because of money and other matters, they may want money and matters more than mom and dad.
那因着钱财还有其他的一些事故他们可能会爱钱财和这些其他的事故多于他们的父母。
Sadly, we have seen this.Time and time again in the newspaper.
那我们就是看到就是很可悲的看到这样的事情一再在报章上来报道。
Children taking parents to court because of money matters.
那孩子们就是把父母告到公堂上为着钱财。
Death will separate all relationships.
死亡将会就是分开所有人间的关系。
So you and I realize that no matter how we may hold fast, there are so many external circumstances that can rob us of what we want to hold fast onto.
那因此我们都看见，那无论我们是多愿意的来持守，那但是在一些所发生的事情上，都会使到我们要愿意持守的就是。不能够坚持到底。
So what exactly does God want us to hold fast onto?
因此在这里神到底是要我们来持守什么东西呢？
Is it something that some external forces can snatch it out of our hands?
是不是某些事情一些外来的力量能够把这从我们手中夺去呢？
Verse 25, the Lord tells us to hold fast till he comes.
那在第二十五节，那主就告诉我们说，总要持守，只等到他来。
There is only one thing on earth that God says to us as individual that we can hold fast onto.
那在只有一样事情，那神告诉我们，对我们个人来这么说，那是我们 能够来持守的。
No one can hold fast on your behalf.
没有人能够来代替你来持守。
You have to hold it on by yourself.
你必须是自己来握住这一些。
And that is our faith in Christ.
那就是我们在耶稣基督里的信心。
Nothing on earth can snatch it out of your hands, not even the devil.
那没有任何事情能够从你手中把这些来夺去甚至是魔鬼也不能够这么做。
And therefore, if it has been taken away from you, it's because you have let it go.
那因此若是已经从你那里被夺去 那是因为你自己让它被夺去。
Or perhaps you never had it in the first place.
那又或者你从来就没有拥有它。
So this morning we are going to focus on our individual's Christian faith.
那因此今早晨我们就是要来专注于来思考我们个人的这个基督的信仰。
Are you a Christian?
你是不是个基督徒呢？
Verse 18 and verse 19, we see who is the one who called us to hold fast.
那在第十八、十九节，我们就看到说是谁在呼吁我们来持守。
It is not the church leaders.
不是教会的领袖。
The church leaders are just like you. They are also called by our Lord Jesus Christ to hold fast.
那教会领袖就像就跟你一样。那他们也是被以主耶稣基督呼吁要来持守住。
We hold fast to our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这持守我们在主耶稣基督里的这样的一个信心。
To the angel of the church in Thyatira, write, These things said the Son of God, that is the Lord Jesus, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire,And his feet are like fine brass.
你要写信给推亚推拉教会的使者说，那眼目如火焰，脚像光明铜的神子说。
How the Lord Jesus Christ described himself is how he is going to look at the church.
主耶稣基督怎么描述自己？那这就意味着说，主耶稣要怎么样的来看待他？的教会
Eyes, the flame of fire means he's here to judge and evaluate every individual's life.
那眼目如同火焰就是意味着说他要来审判每一个人的生命。
Flame of fire means he's going to look deep into our mind and our heart.
那火焰就表示说他要深入我们的心思我们的内心来看。
He will not judge us only on the external, but also our thinking and our motives.
那他不只再来就是查验我们的外在而是要进入我们的思想那我们的动机。
How do we know Jesus Christ came to judge? Because his feet,like fine brass.
我们怎么知道说主耶稣基督他来审判呢？那这里说他的脚像光明铜。
That's how we know.
那这是我们从这里来知道。
What will Jesus see?
主耶稣他会看到什么呢？
Not just our external, which is what man sees.
那不仅是我们的外在那是人所看见的。
And so he says, I see your works. Verse 19.
那因此在第十九节他说我知道你的行为。
I see your charity, your acts of love.
那我看到你的行为我也看到你的爱心。
I see your service and your faith.
那我也看到你的信心你的勤劳。
I see your patience and your works.
然后我也看到你的忍耐你所做的事。
And the last to be more than the first.
末后的比先前的就是更多。
There are some who came to the church who were new believers, and they are more faithful and more diligent than those who have been in the church for a longer period of time.
那有一些是刚刚相信主，那是个初信徒，那他们来到教会，那他们有时候他们所显的那的这样的一个殷勤，比那些已经成为许久基督徒的来的更多。
So he says that I know each and everyone in the church in Thyatira.
那因此他是说，我知道。 在推亚推拉教会里的每一个人
Those out there in the world, he also knows.
那些在外头在世上的，他也知道。
But he uses a different yardstick to judge and condemn them.
那他是用一个不同的尺度，那不同的标准来就是定他们的罪。
They don't call themselves Christians.
他们不自称为基督徒。
How they live, they do not hurt or damage the name of Christ.
他们是怎么活，他们是不会来损害基督的圣名。
They do not know the Bible.
他们不认识圣经。
They do not care for the Bible.
他们不理会圣经说什么。
And so God doesn't need to use the Bible to judge and condemn them.
那意思是神不需要用圣经来 审判来定他们的罪。
The Bible tells us in Romans 1 he uses creation.
那在罗马书第一章，圣经告诉我们说，神要用创造。
And they would be without excuse.
那他们将无可推诿。
But those inside the church, he says, how you live will affect my name.
那那些在教会里面的，那他说你怎么活？ 会影响我的圣名,
because you call yourself Christian. My name is now attached to your name.
那我的名这时候就是与你的名来就是挂钩相连相关联。How you
live will reflect on me, Jesus Christ says.
那主耶稣基督就说你怎么活就会反映到我。
And I am very concerned for my name.
我对我的圣名是非常关心的。Because
my name, my Heavenly Father says, is the only name that can save a sinner out of hell.
因为我的圣名，那圣天父他说这是唯一能够让这些罪人从地狱。 的刑罚当中被拯救出来的唯一的一个名。
And when you heard my name, you damaged the work of my Heavenly Father on earth through me.
那你若就是损害我的圣名，那你就是损害了那天父借着我在地面上所行的事工。
When you heard my name, sinners will be condemned and remain condemned.
那当你损害我的圣名，那罪人他就会继续停留在被定罪、受刑罚、被定罪的光景里。
And therefore, he will use the word of God to judge us.
那因此他会使用神的话语来审判我们。
So whether you know the Bible or do not know enough of the Bible because you don't study the Bible will still be your yardstick of judgment from the Lord Jesus Christ.
那因此，无论你认识不认识神的话语，那因着你不殷勤的去研读，你不知道神的话语即使是这样，那主耶稣基督仍然还是会用神的话语为准则来审判你。
So you call yourself a Christian.
那你自称是基督徒。
And people now in your life knows that you are a Christian.
那你生命中的其他的人都知道你是基督徒。
Supposing halfway through your life, you stop attending church.
那举一个比方，那若你生命中中途，那你就不再 来到教会中,
you stop reading the Bible.
你不再读圣经,
you stop basically your Christian life.
你停止了基本上就是你的基督徒的生活。
But there were people who thought you were a Christian.
却是有一些人以为你是基督徒。
What do you think their opinion will be regarding the name of Christ when they look at you now?
那你想想，他这时候看着你，他 对基督徒他是会有什么样的想法呢？他看到你的生命的时候。
You mean Christian behave like this?
你是说基督徒是这样子活出这样的行为吗？
You mean Christ is only someone that you hold on to for a short while and then after that you just simply let him go?
难道你是说基督是你把他持守只是一段的时间的之后你就把它放弃掉的吗？
Why do we let go of things?
那我们为什么把东西丢弃呢？
When things are no longer precious to us, isn't it?
那是当这些东西已经不再是对我们来说不再宝贵不是吗？
So Christ is not so precious?
那基督并不是那么宝贵吗？
He is not the pearl of great price?
他不是那无价的珍珠吗？
He is no longer the living water that once you drink it, you will never thirst again?
他已经不再是那活水是你喝了就不再渴的那活水吗？
That person tasted the living water and then he spat it out and now he wants to drink something else, isn't it, from the world?
那这个人他曾经尝了活水，那之后他把它吐出来，那他要去尝其他在世上其他的东西了。
What do you think Christ will do to such a professing believer?
你想基督他会怎么样来对待这样的只是自称是基督徒的人呢？
But these were not outside the church of Thyatira, they were still inside the church of Thyatira.
这些不是在推亚推拉教会以外，这些仍然在推亚推拉教会里。
And therefore they seem to be holding fast, isn't it? Because they are found in the church, not outside the church.
因此他们看起来好像真的仍然还在持守，那因为他们是在教会里面，不是在教会以外。
So what is the problem then?
那问题是什么呢？
The problem sometimes are far more serious inside the church than outside the church.
那有的时候在教会里比在教会外是事情更为严重。
But when a person turns his back on Christ and walk out of the church and give up everything on Christianity, we can see that he has strayed away.
那当一个人他就是从教会离开出去，他放弃了一切关于基督教和基督教信仰的一切，那我们可以看到说他已经偏离了。
He himself knows that he has strayed away and turned his back on Christ.
他自己本身也知道说他自己是已经偏离了，他背了真道，离开基督。
And because he knows that maybe God willing, God's mercy, one day he may repent and return.
因为他知道说若是神的慈爱恩典，那有一天他或许会就是悔改回转。
Like the prodigal son.
就像那浪子一样。
But there are some inside the church who are like him, but they think they're okay.
却是有一些仍然在教会里的却跟他一样的这些人却以为说一切安好。
And here we have the Lord telling those who are inside the church to hold fast.
那在这里我们看到说主耶稣是吩咐那些仍然在教会里的要来持守。
And because we are now living in the last days, the danger inside the church is far more serious than outside.
那因着我们是活在末日的当中，那因此在教会里的这问题会比在外头来的更严重。
And so from verse 20 to verse 23, the Lord gave us the reason to hold fast even when we are inside the church.
那因此在20到23节，那主他就赐予我们那个原因，那为我们为什么要在教会里来持守。
And so the Lord says, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee.
那因此主就说，然而有一件事我要责备你。
The church in Thyatira had a problem.
那在推亚推拉的教会有问题。
And problem always begins with people.
那问题往往都是从人开始。
Those are the kinds of problems that will impact our faith.
那一些是就是会 影响我们信心的一些事情。
Other problems in the church do not.
那其他在教会里的问题是不会这样子。
This church building have some problems.
那我们这个教堂的建筑物啊、有一些出了一些问题。
The air condition was old. We had to change it.
那这空调已经旧了啊、我们需要来更新。
So the air condition that we are now using in the sanctuary is a new one.
那因此在我们这大堂里啊、这礼堂里所用的这空调是新的。
Does the problem of the air condition affect your faith? No.
这空调的问题啊、是不是影响你的信心呢？不会。
But people will affect our faith.
那人啊、却会影响我们的信心。
And so the Lord says, because thou sufferest, that is, you allow the woman Jezebel, who call herself a prophetess to teach and to seduce my servants.
那因此主就说，就是你容让啊、那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人。
Of course, there was not a woman named Jezebel in the church in Thyatira.
啊、当然啊、不是说在图亚图拉教会里有一个女人，她的名字叫耶洗别。
She doesn't exist in the church in Thyatira.
那在图亚图拉，她这耶洗别并不存在。
Jesus used this name because there was an Old Testament woman called Jezebel, and it is her character and nature that Jesus wants us to focus on, not the person with the name Jezebel.
那耶稣基督他使用啊、这耶洗别这个名字，那因为啊、在旧约里面啊、就这耶洗别这个女人啊。他不是现在在推亚推亚教会里面不是有一个人叫别洗别，而是主耶稣要他们来看到那、这旧约的耶洗别所显出的属性，所显出的特性。
She was a queen.
她是个女王。
The wife of King Ahab.
那、是亚哈王的妻子。
She was a professing believer.
她是自称是信徒。
Since she married the king of Israel, she must be an Israelite too, by marriage.
那她既然是与以色列王来就是成婚，那她就必须就是借着这样的一个婚姻，那她也自称就是以色列人。
She controls.King Ahab.
他掌控亚哈王。
She may be an Israelite in name, but her thinking and her methods and her way of life was that of her home country.
那他是就是或者是以以色列人自称，但是他的思想那确实按照他所来就是出自的这个国家的特性。
That means behavior like an unbeliever.
意味着说他活的就像是一个非信徒。
Name, position, a Christian.
那名字身份是基督徒。
Rich and powerful.
大有钱财，大有势力。
Influential.
大大的有影响力。
Probably the wife of a leader in the church.
那可能就是在教会里领袖的妻子。
Just like Jezebel in the Old Testament was the wife of the king.
那就像耶洗别，那在旧约里，她就是王的妻子。
She called herself a prophetess.
她自称是先知。
That means she claims to know God's word.
也就是说他自称说他认识神的话语。
And therefore she will teach God's word.
因此他就教导神的话语。
The church allow her to do all these things.
那教会容许他做这一些事情。
Because of a position of power and influence.
那因着他的位分因着他的权势他的影响力。
Problems in churches usually begin with people.
那在教会里的问题啊，一般上都是从人开始。
The people in a church that can do the greatest blessing and greatest damage are the leaders.
那在教会里，能够来造成最大的祝福，也能够造成最大的损害的啊，往往都是教会里的领袖。
When the leaders are controlled by their wives, their church is about to die.
那当领袖是被他的妻子来掌控，那个教会啊就是面临死亡了。
We have seen this over and over and over again.
然后我们就是看到这样的事情一而再再而三的发生。
There was a BP church where the wife of the elder controls the church.
那有一个笃信圣经长老会他的长老就是被他的妻子来掌控。
During one of the session meetings, she was very angry with the deacons.
那在一个就是长执会当中，那她这个女人她就是非常就是对执事感到恼怒。
They did something that he had no knowledge of and he did not like.
那他们做了一些事情是他说不知道他所不喜悦的。
And he scolded them. Who gave you permission?
那这他就这长老就责骂他们说，谁给了你们这样的允许你们这样子做？
One of the deacons referred him to an email that was sent to them.
那其中一个执事就指出就是他所发出的这样的一个电邮。
Then he started to read the email.
然后他就开始来读那样的个电邮。
The email was sent by him, the elder.
那这电邮就是这位长老他所发送出去的。
Instructing the deacons in the session to carry out that action.
那就是指示在长执会的指示就是来执行那样的一个事务。
But the elder did not know.
那个长老他却不知道。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because his work required him to go overseas.
因为他的工作就是需要他就是出到国外去。
And his wife have access to his email account.
那他的太太就是能够进入他的电邮的这个户的账户。
And the wife gave instruction to the deacons in his name to do that deed.
那就是他的妻子就是透过电邮借着他的名义来吩咐要做那样的一件事情。
This was not the first time the wife did that.
这不是他妻子第一次这么做。
When the wife did it in the past, the elder said nothing.
那当妻子过去这么做的时候，那丈夫没有说什么。
This was not a made-up story. This really happened.
那这不是一个捏造的故事，这实在是发生了。
People can be the greatest blessing or the greatest curse.
人可以是那最大的祝福，也可以是那最大的咒诅。
And the church allowed this Jezebel to remain.
那教会却容许这耶洗别继续存留。
The fear of man is a very powerful weapon for the devil to use.
那人的惧怕是魔鬼所使用的最有力的器具。
And so this Jezebel will start teaching, and by her teaching, the Bible says, Jesus says, she seduced the servants of the Lord Jesus Christ to commit fornication.
那因此这一位就是被称为耶洗别的，他就是继续的来教导。那圣经就说，他借着他的教导就引诱就是教会里的人与他来行奸淫。
This is not actual fornication, but spiritual fornication.
那这不是在生理上的这个淫乱，而是在属灵的淫乱。
That means she taught doctrines that led the congregation astray.
那意思就是说，她教导一些教义，使到会众 就是偏离了。
They worship other gods as they worship the Lord Jesus Christ at the same time.
那他们是敬拜其他的神明，那也同时在敬拜耶稣基督。
They ate food offered to idols.
他们吃那些祭过偶像的东西。
Beware of any form of wrong doctrines.
那我们必须谨慎的小心防范那些任何的这些错误的教导。
Wrong doctrines will lead to idolatry.
因为错误的教导会引导人去拜偶像。
Idolatry is spiritual fornication.
那拜偶像就是属灵，犯了属灵奸淫。
Do not allow the faces of men to cow you, force you to kowtow to them.
那不要让人的情面就说让人的影响你让你来向他来跪拜。
Don't you know that every time you listen to the word of God or read the word of God, your faith is on the line.
那你必须知道说那每当你来聆听神的话语的时候，那你的信心正在受到考验。
Because they let Jezebel remain, because they allow her to continue to teach her wrong doctrines, Jesus says, some of them have stopped holding fast to the faith.
那因着他们容许耶洗别继续在那里容许他来教导那些错误的教义，那耶稣就是说。那因着这样，他们当中有一些人就是已经偏离已经没有持守了。
Wrong doctrine, wrong living.
错误的教义就是会影响引发错误的生活。
That was exactly what happened.
那是实在发生的。
Then why did God not intervene and strike her dead, you may ask.
那你可能会问说，为什么神不介入就是把他把他击毙吗？
Because verse 21, Jesus says, I gave her space to repent of her sin, her fornication, but she did not repent.
那因为21节就是说我曾主耶稣基督说我曾给他悔改的机会，而他却不肯悔改他的淫行。
When men do not intervene, God will.
当人不介入，那神就会介入。
When God intervenes, it's going to be far more serious.
当神介入的时候，那事情就会更为严重了。
Every leader in the church, every teacher of God's word better beware and be warned.
每一个领袖，每一个教导神话语的人，应该是要来谨慎小心，应该是要来受到警戒。
Every professing believer also better be warned.
每一个名义上是基督徒的也应当要来受到警戒。
Because when you lack discernment and the courage to do what is right and you follow, you will also be part of the problem.
那因为如果你没有那分辨的能力，那你也没有那勇气来分别，那你跟随，那你也一样要来受害。
Watch what God said in verses 22 and 23.
我们来注意神在第22、23节说什么。
Jesus, eyes, flame of fire, feet of brass.
那耶稣基督他眼目如火焰，脚像光明的铜。
Behold, I will cast her, that is Jezebel, into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation,except unless they repent of their deeds.
那二十二节就说看啊，我要叫他并卧在床，那些与他行淫的人若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患难。
What does Jesus mean when he said, I will cast her into a bed?
那当主耶稣说我要叫他并卧在床什么意思呢？
I will cripple her, I will put herinto a bed where she cannot get out of her bed.
那我就是会使到她瘫痪 把它放在一个床上，他不能够离开那床。
It could be a very, very serious sickness.
那这可能是一个非常严重的这个病症。
Because when you are bedridden, you can't go around teaching and you can't teach anymore, can you?
那因为如果你是病卧在床，那你就不能够自由的离开，那你就不能够再教导这些错误了。
And those who follow her and support her, look at verse 22b, them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation as well.
那些跟着他学习他所教导的，那让我们来注意这22节的下半段说，那他们就是若没有悔改，那他们也一样要遭受同样的患难。
Be careful of false teachers and false preachers.
那这假教师假先知必须谨慎这一些事情。
You don't have the discernment and you do not have the courage to speak up and stand up for Christ. Beware of the consequence.
那你就是没有分辨的心，那你不敢的就是站起来没有勇气来为主对抗，那你要知道那后果。
The name of Jesus Christ will be damaged by your believing and following false teaching.
那主耶稣基督的圣名就是会因着你相信你跟随这些错误的教导而他的圣名受损。
Repent immediately.
那你要马上的来悔改。
If you do not, verse 23 tells us the ultimate consequence.
那你如果不悔改，那23节就告诉我们那最后的后果。
I will kill her children with death. You don't want to die because of false teaching.
那23节说我要杀死他的党类那你不要不应当是因着错误的教导来死。
Die for the Christ of the Bible, do not die for the false Christ.
那要为这圣经所教导的那十架上的耶稣基督，而不是为这那错误的基督来死。
You think believing in the Bible with mistake is a small matter?
你认为说来相信圣经无误是一件小事吗？
To believe the Bible with mistakes is to believe that God makes mistakes.
那如果你相信说圣经是有错误，那你就是说神有相信说神有错误。
Is that the faith of the Bible that you have believed in?
那你是这样的来相信圣经吗？
You follow the wrong preacher and teacher, you will die with that preacher and teacher of God's word.
你跟随那错误的这传道人错误的教师，那你就是会因着这样的一个错误的信仰，跟着这错误的传道人错误的这教师来死。
Repent and do not be stubborn.
然后来悔改，那不要仍然是那么固执。
Do not follow any man or anyone blindly. Your faith must always be in Jesus Christ according to the Bible.
不要盲目的跟随任何人你的信念信心必须时刻的就是跟随圣经所教导的耶稣基督。
And the Lord says, I will punish them in the church in Thyatira, so that all the churches shall know that I am He which searches the reins and the hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works.
那在23节就说我要杀死他们的党内教会知道，那在这里也说我是那查看人肺腑心肠的，那并且要照你们所行的报应你们个人。
The rain in your heart will be your innermost being.
那肺腑心肠就是你的内心深处。
I will not allow anyone to damage my holy name, Jesus Christ says, and get away with it.
主耶稣基督说我不会让任何人来损害我神圣的圣名而逃脱。
I will give you time to repent, but the time is not going to be forever.
我会给你时间来悔改，但是那时间不是永永久久。
The longer we delay in repentance, the longer the name of Christ remains damaged.
我们越是就是长久不悔改的话，那 耶稣基督的圣名就是更长久的受到损坏。
God can stop us anytime in any way he sees fit.
那神可以随时随地的来照着他所看为合适的来阻止这事。
He can cast us onto a bed, or he could easily take our lives.
他可以把我们就是使到我们病卧在床上，或者是他也可以轻易的取掉我们的生命。
Hold fast to your faith, that is the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Bible.
那要来持守来持守你的信念，你的信心啊，就是根据圣经所教导的耶稣基督。
All your doctrines must be according to the Bible. Make sure of that.
那你所有的这个教义啊，都必须是按照圣经所教导的嘛，必须确保是这样子。
The one who commands us to hold fast is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那一位吩咐我们要来持守的是主耶稣基督。
The reason to hold fast is the constant attack on our faith in Christ.
要持守的原因是因为我们在耶稣基督里的信心持续的受到攻击。
So will you hold fast or not?
那因此你会来持守吗？
Verse 24 to verse 29 describe the ones who will hold fast.
那24到29节就描述那一些会来持守的。
I hope you describe all of us.
那我期盼这是刻画我们每一个人。
But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
24到29节这么说，那至于你们推呀推拉其余的人，就是一切不从那教训，不晓得他素常所说撒旦深奥道理的人，我告诉你们我不将别的担子放在你们身上，但你们已经有的总要持守，只等到我来。那得胜的又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他全面制服列国，他必用铁杖辖管他们，将他们如同窑户的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样。我又要把诚心赐给他们，圣灵向众教会所说的话，有耳的就应当听。
Church was divided into two groups of people.
教会是被分为两组人。
Those who did not hold fast and they followed Jezebel.
那些没有持守的他们是跟随耶洗别的。
Jesus warned them to repent or else bear the consequence of death.
那主耶稣他就是警戒他们说要来悔改，那要不然就是要来承受那后果，那就是死亡。
The other group did not follow Jezebel.
另外一组没有跟随耶洗别。
And did not follow or fall into the depths of the devil.
那也没有就是落入那样那就是这撒旦的教导的深处。
Jesus says, you hold fast till I come and don't change your mind. Hold on to the truth according to the Bible all the days of your life.
那主耶稣就对他们说，你总要持守，只等到我来，那就是要来守住圣经的真理，直到我再来。
So the one who overcome the false teachers and the false teaching and hold on to the work of Christ to the very end, Jesus says, I will give him power over nations. He will rule with me, in other words.
那一些对于那一些能够持守 能够胜过那些假教导假教义的。那主耶稣基督说他这些持守到直到我来的，那我将会赐给他们权柄一起的管理。那意思就是说让他们一起的来同主作王。
Believers will rule with Christ in the millennial kingdom.
那信徒将会在千禧年国度里来跟基督一起同作王。
And will continue to rule with Christ in the new heaven and new earth.
他们也会将你们也会将继续在新天新地里来与耶稣基督一起同作王。
And Jesus will give unto him the morning star.
那耶稣他将会把那晨星赐给他们。
That means I will call him a Christian.
意思就是说我会称他为基督徒。
The morning star here refers to Christ according to Revelation 22 verse 16.
那在这里所说的晨星，那是指着耶稣基督，那这是根据启示录第22章第16节。
So will Jesus Christ call you a Christian?
那意思主耶稣会称你为基督徒吗？
You may call yourself a Christian, but that is not necessarily means you are a Christian. You know that.
你大可以自称为是基督徒，但是那不表示说你真实是基督徒，这是你所知道的。
The whole church may think you are a Christian and even call you a Christian, but that does not necessarily mean that you are a Christian too.
那全教会大可以就是称你为基督徒认定你是，但是他并不表示你真实就是个基督徒。
But when Jesus Christ calls you a Christian, you are definitely a Christian.
当主耶稣基督他称你为基督徒的时候，那你肯定就是基督徒。
So hold on to your faith according to the Bible, all the doctrines that you believe in your heart, make sure that they are all based on holy scriptures.
因此那你要持守那真道那真教义，那确保说在你内心里面你所拥有所持守的这一些教义你真所珍惜的这些，你要确保说这些都是出自于圣经，都是照着圣经所教导的。
Doesn't matter who teaches it, you have to check the teaching according to the Bible, and if it is according to the Bible, hold fast to the endIf it is not, reject it. Don't hold on to it at all.
你必须来确保这一些都是根据圣经所教导的，不管是谁所教导谁教导，那你必须确保说这些都是出自于圣经所教导的。那若是圣经所教导的你就要持守；若不是的话你就必须拒绝然后你必须悔改回转。
False teachers.And false teachings from inside the church are far more dangerous than outside.
那些假教师，那些假教导，那在圣经里，在教会里，出自于教会的，那是比外头的这些来的更危险。
Will you hold fast to the end? Is the question Jesus asked each and every one of us this morning.
那你是否会持守到底这是主耶稣基督在今天早上来向我们每一个人来发的问题。
Let us pray.
让我们起来祷告。
Our gracious loving heavenly Father.
我们满有慈爱满有恩典的圣天父。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主饶恕我们一切的罪污。
Search our hearts, O God, this morning.
求主，主啊，你来查，今早来查验我们的心思。
Help all of us to make sure of our salvation in Christ Jesus.
帮助我们每一个人，让我们都来确定自己在耶稣基督里的救赎。
For all who are born again in Christ have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
因为所有在耶稣基督里重生的都会有圣灵的内住。
And with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, they have the discernment they need to see and recognize Jezebel for who she really is.
那因着他们内心里的圣灵他们就能够来查验来分辨来分辨出那传假教义的耶洗别，因为他能够认 他们就能够来认出他。
Grant us, O Lord, the same discernment to be able to recognize modern day Jezebels and false teachers and false preachers.
求主赐给我们这样的一个分辨的心，好叫我们能够来分辨出今时今日的这也许别分辨出那些假教师、假传道人。
And with this discernment, grant us the courage to hold fast to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the Bible, to the very end.
接着这样的一个分别。那让我们那分辨的心，让我们也有这勇气来持守就是耶稣基督的真教育教导，那让我们持守到底。
Hear our cry, O Lord, for Jesus' sake, and preserve and protect us.
求主听我们的呼求，求主来保守维护我们。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.